Now what we're doing, we're starting to develop a paradigm that is holistic, that is an ecosystem, ecologically related. Now, I'm going to try to demonstrate that if you work at one of those levels, it is insufficient. If you work at two or three of the levels, it is insufficient. The key is you must work at all four. And that it's the synergy in the ecosystem that gives it its life, its spirit, its culture, its character. That is, in a sense, my bottom line answer. Now, I know I didn't give any specifics on these four, which we'll go into. I'm just trying to establish very early now that any organization is like an ecological environment, including a family. It is a social setting with many forces that are operating. So get into your head the paradigm. That's the map. That's the way you see the territory, see? That organizational life, including family life, is an ecosystem that is governed on natural laws. That's why we talk about principles, see? Not governed by social laws. For instance, to go back to my earlier illustration with the school and the farm, would you say that family life is more like the school or more like the farm? On the farm. Even though it is a social relationship there, you can't cram and rebuild relationships. You can't get too efficient-minded. See, efficiency is a value that is not applicable to natural systems. It takes patience. You cannot violate natural processes. You must prepare the ground before you plant, then water and nurture and weed and cultivate, and give time before the grass will germinate or whatever you're bringing about, see, before the fruits can come. So also, in any relationship, get into your head, you're not dealing with things. Efficiency is not the value. The value is to understand and follow the natural law, what we call principles, if we can identify what those are. And the conviction is that if you get enough involvement by enough people, that there is so much deep wisdom that people know what those principles are. That the vast majority know what those principles, and they will agree. There will be no disagreement. And that has been my experience. Seriously, I very seldom have an exception to that experience. As long as you have enough people involved, it's like governing by the consent of the governed about the truly strategic issues, the things that create the framework, the context into which everything operates. And what are those? Purpose and principles. Now, what we need to do is go through each of those four levels and complete our paradigm. What's the first level?
Personal.
Personal. Why is that the first level? It is the building block.
You must have your own house in order.
You must have your own house in order. If you do not have the building block, you can't do anything else, because all you're fundamentally working with in the last analysis are people. It's not strategies, programs, systems, structures. It's people that are the programmers to it all.
You want to build an organization on trust, you have to be trustworthy.
Okay, if you want to build trust, you have to be personally trustworthy. Now, what he's talking about is what level? The interpersonal. And if the personal is the building block, what would trust be? The glue. The cement. Ties the building blocks together so that when the storms come, the environmental pressures, it just doesn't blow that thing away. But there is a cohesiveness to it. Then when you get into the other levels, like the managerial level, how would that apply to the house metaphor or illustration?
Take care of it, maintenance.
Okay. And what kind of purpose you want to use that house for? What is the purpose of this area? What kind of views do you want? Where do you do your washing? Where do you do the eating, sleeping, and so forth, see? And you're making managerial decisions. And that drives what? The organization of the house, structure. And the systems, like what? Plumbing, electrical, see what I mean? So the house metaphor is powerful in expressing all four levels.